is the second day of the Blue Economy Conference, the first Blue Economy Conference which is held in Africa. What does that mean for you?
It means a lot to us, not only for me, but to us as Africans. Because unfortunately, we are at the brunt of everything bad that is happening in our seas and in our rivers. We don't manufacture most of the things that pollute our rivers. And it is time that we begin as Africans to see what the future holds, not only for us, but for the next generation, so that when we leave something for them, we leave something good. So this conference is very, very important to come and share ideas and listen to new ideas so that the future will be good for Africa.
Blue economy, what does that mean for your countries and what does that mean for the youth? And I want to have your strategy on integrating the youth in the blue job.
Now, in the blue job, for example, you take fisheries as an example. We believe God has given us resources in our seas. We have not been maximizing on it. We are hoping we can engage not only youth but women in the different sectors of fisheries, and we want fisheries to be like tourism in the Gambia. Creating jobs in a population that is 60% youth is very important because we have to keep them busy. I don't know whether you know about the phenomenon of Gambia being the size we have and the number of young people that have been going to Europe. We want to keep them home. And we have to be able to keep them home by giving them something meaningful to do so that they will have a greater future. So the blue economy comes in handy for us to maximize and make sure that the young people have skills, are trained, and they are making good use of the resources that we have.
Tell me, if you have someone who is 25 years old and come to your office and say, listen, I have the opportunity to go outside and to work outside, and I don't have any perspective because I don't have any studies which help me to be in the field in blue economy or in green economy. What will be your response?
Well, we have a national development plan.
Okay.
And for fisheries, we have two strategies. One strategy is capacity building. Capacity building in all sectors, meaning training, meaning our staff, meaning the work we do, etc. The second strategy is the food chain and sustainability, so that at least you get more people being involved. Now, for example, we are a tourist country. You go to the hotel, you eat fish that is imported, and we have our seas. But we don't have the young people going out to sea, coming back, making sure they have quality fish that will go to the hotels. And that is one avenue that hopefully we will tap, and we will create more opportunities for the young people for the future.
Thank you very much.